So I'm here with Janie Millman. I'm at the romantic novelist sort of summer do. Hello, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, hi, nice to meet you.
Now, I just read your bio. I've kind of done everything, but the main thing that sticks out is, number one, you're an actress. Number two, you live in France and run amazing courses and obviously live in a gorgeous house. And number three, you've had breast cancer. And then number four, the thing that stuck out the most to me is you have a fascination with drag. And I'm campus tits, darling.
Well, which one do you want to talk about first, then?
First, let's talk about your acting, darling.
Okay, I was an actress for about 25 years. Went to the Guildford School of Drama. And about 7 years ago, I gave it all up to move to Southwest France, where I became a writer. And
a dream of yours, obviously?
I think I've always wanted to write. I always used to read a lot. And acting and writing, they're both creative, but they're very different. In that acting, you're with a team, and I miss that team spirit. Writing, you're very much in isolation. But I was very lucky to get an agent, David Headley, who is running the whole affair tonight from Goldsborough Books. And we moved from London, before we moved to Southwest France, we moved from London to a tiny village in Suffolk and came across a drag competition, a drag queen competition. This is absolutely true, in a horticultural show. And I suddenly thought, well, what happens if these drag queens from San Francisco meet the drag queens from Suffolk and they think it's a very big competition, whereas in fact it's not. So I went to San Francisco and did 3 weeks of fascinating research, and Life's a Drag was born. So yeah. What was the other fourth thing? Oh, breast cancer.
You're still here.
I'm still proof that battling with breast cancer is absolutely possible. And in fact, I am going to write a book, a short booklet on the practical but humorous guide to battling with breast cancer called Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. Because it's not all doom and gloom, and there are many positive things that you can take from battling with an illness, as I'm sure that people out there will know once they battle with an illness. So yeah.
Now, tell me about your books then. They sound hilarious and comic.
Well, I love the idea that you said books. There's only one at the moment. I have just written the second one, and I'm on tenterhooks waiting to see if my agent likes it. The first one is set in San Francisco and Suffolk, and it's two very different worlds that collide, and it does involve drag queens. And it is humorous, but there's a deep meaning underlying it, about how do two different, very, very different communities, two very different worlds collide, and they help each other. And that even though everything seems sort of slightly different on the outside, actually human emotion and human togetherness can surprise us. And the second book is set in Marrakesh in Southwest France. I'm liking the jewel.
Did you have to go to Marrakesh then?
I did, yes.
It sounds like this is a theme now, isn't it?
I'm choosing the venues carefully. So yeah, I spent 5 days in Marrakesh. So it's a book set in Marrakesh and a Riyadh in Marrakesh, and it moves through Marrakesh, briefly through London into Southwest France to a chateau. So yeah.
Fabulous. So also, you're running. How are the courses going at the
courses are going fine. We moved to Southwest France in 2009. We spent a year doing up the house, which is an 18th century townhouse in the middle of a beautiful town on the banks of the River Dordogne, Castillon-la-Bataille. And we opened for business end of 2010, beginning 2011. We run courses in painting, writing, photography, and also retreats. So people can come, published authors come, just to escape from the pressures of everyday life and get words down, and I cook, and they swim, and they have a fantastic time, and we have a huge dog and a wonderful husband who also does a lot.
What's your website?
www.sheacastillon.com.
So lovely, Janie. Have you to come over to England for this party?
On a French National Strike Day.
Yeah. Well done for getting here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.